5 to 10, would you ever consider a career as a taxi driver? It might not be top of everyone's vocational list, but it is a much valued service, particularly in a tourist city like Cairns, which is quite spread out. And one man is on a mission to recruit as many drivers as he can. Benjamin Walsh is the CEO of the Taxi Council in Queensland. Good morning, Benjamin.
Good morning, Fiona. How are you?
I'm well. Now, which areas of the community are you focusing on for your recruitment?
We're actually looking to broaden the cross-section of the community that we are drawing people from, rather than looking at a traditional labour supply pool where people are looking for permanent full-time work. We're saying, well, there's actually shifts available for people who might be looking for a different kind of flexibility, perhaps return to work parents or grey nomads who, travelling around Queensland, if you have a driver authorisation, going into a small town and being able to pick up a shift here or there rather than maybe going out picking fruit.
Is there a shortage?
Across Queensland, there's definitely a shortage. There are pockets where we have adequate drivers, but the industry's traditionally had driver supply shortages, and that puts downward pressure on the community as much as anything, trying to be able to access a cab. There's a common perception, misconception, I'd say, that if you've got more cabs, then you're going to have more availability. But you can have as many cabs on the road as possible, but if there's no one to get behind the wheel, they're just not available.
What sort of shortages do we see in the far north?
Especially in the regional areas, like around the Cairns Tableland region. Cairns City itself tends to be pretty good as far as drivers go. But when you get into the hinterland and down to Innisfail and then further down the coast, you start experiencing shortages. So one person can only drive so many hours before they start hitting issues around fatigue management and that sort of thing. So it's about just making sure that there's adequate number of people to draw on to keep that cab on the road all the time.
So you're trying to make driving a taxi an attractive career option as opposed to a job that you might do when you have just lost a job, or a job, you know, you do when you're trying to do something else. How can you go about that to make it a more attractive option?
I actually think I've spent the last 15 months immersed in the taxi industry in this role, and I think there are some very attractive attributes there. It's just that we haven't been promoting it very well. I'm not going out to change what it is. It is what it is. It's a service-based industry. We just deliver our service on wheels. But there's aspects of it that I don't think the community understand. You are in the tourism industry if you're in a tourism hub. You're also in working in human services and social inclusion. If you're driving a maxi or wheelchair accessible taxi, there's many, many people out there who have a burning desire to work in social inclusion and help others, but perhaps by virtue of their educational background, they don't qualify to reach into those industries. Whereas if you're a taxi driver, you can service that need and you can have a very fulfilling career. Those options are already there. I'm just on a mission to make sure that people understand it and they hear about it.
What about issues of safety? You know, we hear every now and again of a taxi driver who is attacked and robbed. How do you get past those kind of concerns?
Again, it's about really talking to people in a very matter-of-fact way. The Taxi Council and the taxi industry do tend to highlight issues when they arise, because we believe one incident is one incident far too many. No one should have to be worried when they enter their workplace, and as an industry we want to work with the community and lawmakers and law enforcers to ensure that that isn't the case. As far as the overall safety, it is no more or less safe than many other industries. I've spoken extensively with actuaries and insurance companies to get a feel for factually whether this is indeed a dangerous industry. We don't rate in the top 25 in Australia. There are a lot of jobs that happen right around Queensland every day. We're transporting in the vicinity of 300,000 people in Queensland every single day of the year. And when you get those sort of numbers, the opportunity for an incident to occur is significant. Having said that, though, with nearly 110 million passenger trips a year, the percentage of your exposure is very, very small. And it's about helping people understand that and letting them know that when we're raising it, it's not to make them feel frightened. It's to let them know that we actually do care and we'll continue to fight and work with the community to make sure their workplace remains safe.
I'm speaking with Benjamin Walsh from the Taxi Council in Queensland. He's in the far north looking to recruit more drivers. How does it pay?
It's an industry where you work for yourself. It's directly proportional to the effort that you put in. It's, again, one of the misconceptions is that it's like a 9-to-5 job where you're working for someone else. In actual fact, every driver has their own ABN, and we call it bailing a cab. So you basically lease that cab, as, say, a coffee shop owner leases for a 12-month period. You just lease it for a 12-hour period. And in that period of time, there's booking companies that provide opportunities for you to pick up work through bookings, or you can do rank and hail, or service places like shopping centres or entertainment precincts or the airport. You will decide how much money you make. If you click with the industry and you're a bit smart about how you spend your day, it can be quite lucrative.
Okay, because I suppose many of us have that impression that, you know, taxi drivers are out there working those long hours for not great returns, especially if they don't own the cab.
There's an element of work health and safety that has to be people need to be mindful of. With a large cash base in the industry, to say that, and especially junior drivers will say this, they'll say, oh, I've had a great day. They really expose themselves to more of an incident because an opportunist in the cab who might be bent on misbehaviour is more likely to say, oh, well, great, it's a cash-based industry, I'm going to take some of that off you. And we don't encourage drivers to let you know whether they've had a really good shift because we don't want them to expose themselves to that sort of danger. Over time, however, when you say something often enough, it becomes your mantra. So I think as far as the money goes, there's plenty of money out there if you're smart about the way you do it.
And Benjamin, you know, when we get into a cab, more often than not, it's going to be a bloke behind the wheel. Are you wanting to encourage more women into the industry?
We certainly believe that there is a place in the industry for women. There's parts of the state where there's a greater driver supply shortage than there are in others. And one that comes to mind is the Gold Coast. And we're working on a pilot program in the Gold Coast region to with the Industry Skills Council, Transport Industry Skills Council, for this a program called Women Behind the Wheel, where especially return to work mothers come in and they need flexibility. This industry gives them a great amount. And I was talking recently with an operator on the Gold Coast, a large fleet. It's run by a couple of sisters, and they started doing that. And there was a perception that, oh, it won't work. Well, now they find that they don't have the same issues. And it's fulfilling work for the ladies who work with them. So we certainly encourage it. I'd like to see it work and have some runs on the board in an area before I go and try and roll it out statewide.
What should someone do if they think, oh, yeah, I might give this a go? What should they do?
I'd recommend that they either get onto the Transport website, Department of Transport, or feel free to contact the Taxi Council. We, you know, as the peak body of the industry, we're committed to making sure that people are connected to the industry. So you can go to our website or give our office a call, and we can direct you in the right direction.
Well, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you very much, Fiona.
Benjamin Walsh is the Chief Executive Officer of Taxi Council Queensland. So just do a search for that website if you are interested in about becoming a taxi driver. It's 16 to 10.